listener production.
The New South Wales election has altered Australia's political landscape. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. The mainland is now wall-to-wall Labor government, says Chris Minns declares victory. Tasmania is the only Liberal stronghold. Donald Trump has kicked off his presidential election campaign in Texas. Indictment charges are hanging over the former US president as a New York grand jury will reconvene in 2 days to decide whether to charge him over alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels to keep their affair secret. But his supporters are standing by him.
I think it's just a joke. I won't believe it.
They're just digging up stuff to try to get Trump from running office.
Well, if they arrest Donald Trump, you can line up all the presidents because we'll be arresting them too.
On 7 there, Russia will store nuclear weapons in Belarus with a weapons facility to be built in July. The Kremlin says it's not unusual, comparing it to the US stationing weapons in Europe. Hit-run crashes strike separate states overnight. A Melbourne woman has died after the stolen car she was in collided with an SUV. Police are hunting the driver who fled, while a man is in a critical condition after he was struck in Sydney's west. A decision from Canberra on banning TikTok from government devices is imminent. It comes as the Aussie boss of the app says the platform does not pose threat to national security. And fresh hope for chronic migraine sufferers with 3 new treatments added to the PBS. The Cowboys' 12-point win over the Titans has come at a cost for Gold Coast. Kieran Foran and AJ Brimson will both undergo scans for leg injuries. While Cowboy Jeremiah Nanai is in hot water over a dangerous tackle. The Rabbitohs rally to pull off the perfect tribute to club legend John Sattler, beating the Seagulls in Golden Point 13-12, halfback Lachlan Ilias kicking the winning field goal. Switching codes, and North Melbourne have pulled off a 1-point win over Fremantle in a final siren thriller 73-72. The Dockers were denied a free kick with players pleading for insufficient intent when Rue Daniel Howard kicked the ball over the boundary, but both coaches, including Alistair Clarkson, claim it was the right call.
And we would have been really, really stiff if we'd have lost that game of footy. So if the lap of the gods was with us just for that last bit, and I think our footy club deserved it just this once.
Ross Lyon's Saints winning reign continues after a 51-point thumping of the Western Bulldogs, and first the power outage at the Gabba. Now last night's Super Netball between the Thunderbirds and Swifts was declared a draw after a power outage at Netball SA Stadium.